Good to be back. My name is Father Kurt, by the way, just in case if you forgot. But, you know, an elderly father lived alone in Minnesota, and so he wanted to till and dig the soil in his backyard to plant his potato garden, but it was very hard work. And so his only son, who would have helped him, was in prison. So the old man wrote a letter to his son and mentioned the situation. And so he said, "Dear son, I'm feeling pretty bad because it looks like this year I will not be able to plant my potato garden. I hate to miss doing the garden because your mother always loved planting time, and I'm just getting too old to be digging up a garden plot. If you were here, all my troubles would be over, and I know you would dig the plot for me if you weren't in prison. Love, Dad." Shortly after, the old man received this telegram from his son. He said, "For heaven's sake, Dad, don't dig up the garden. That's where I buried the guns." At 4 a.m. the next morning, a dozen FBI agents and local police officers showed up and dug up the entire garden without finding any guns. Confused, the old man wrote another note to his son telling him what happened and asked him what to do next. And his son's reply was, "Go ahead and plant your potatoes, Dad. It's the best I could do for you from here." See, nothing can stop or separate us from the love of God. And sometimes our hearts can be like the hard soil that needs to be tilled with God's love before it can receive the seeds of repentance and bear fruit in God's garden. However, we may look at our own heart and perhaps another's and think there's no way that God's love could ever reach their hearts because that situation is impossible or too hard to get at. But like the old man's impossible garden situation that needed first to be dug up, the work may still be accomplished in unexpected ways. God is a God of surprises. And hearts may not always change when and in the manner we expect them to, but it will still be accomplished according to his will. This is exactly what happened with Zacchaeus today. He is the portrait of a lost soul, someone who others had probably written off. He was not only a tax collector, but a chief tax collector, and a man who made his wealth by exploiting other people. He was hated by the Jews and despised by the Romans that he worked for, who used him as a pawn in order to get money. And he was the lowest of the low in Jewish society. But then something unexpected happens. The gospel says of Zacchaeus, he was seeking to see who Jesus was, for he was short in stature. You see, Zacchaeus didn't measure up. He yearned to see God. And sometimes we may feel like we come up short in our relationship with God. Perhaps we come up short when it comes to things that we have done in our past. Maybe the sins, the lifestyle, or beliefs that we hold make us feel away from God's love, feel far away from God's love, and makes it difficult, we think, for him to love us. But God is a God of mercy. He looks past our sins and failings and sees the potential of who we can become with his grace. The Book of Wisdom says, "You overlook people's sins that they may repent, for you love all things that are and loathe nothing that you have made." Because this is an important point. Love precedes repentance. And sometimes we think it's the opposite. Sometimes we think if we repent, then God will love us. But it's in realizing and recognizing his love that our hearts are gradually moved to discover how much our sins do hurt him, someone who loves us unconditionally. But then encountering this type of love then increases our desire to change and repent. Just this past Friday at the All Saints Mass at Notre Dame Prep High School, I spoke about a rather controversial figure in pop culture, a rap artist by the name of Kanye West. Now, I'm sure knowing the demographic I'm speaking to in this church and in Carefree overall, that all of you are surely bopping to Kanye's songs in your cars on the way to church. I've heard Deacon a couple of times, you know, pulling up. But even if you have no idea who I'm speaking about, it's not so much the type of artist or the genre of music he's involved with that you need to be familiar about. What you need to know about Kanye is that while famous and influential, he has become somewhat of a social pariah these past years, best known for his big ego, controversial comments about other celebrities, politicians, and music. His musical content in the past has glorified everything from sex to drugs, affairs, getting drunk, bad language, disrespect of religion and people. But within these past 6 to 7 months, he recently changed direction. He released an album called Jesus is King. And he has promised to only make music that glorifies God and stays true to his newfound conversion. And so people now, even in Catholic circles, are wondering, is this conversion authentic? Or is it a marketing ploy for his new album? Because this man is a sinner, should we even listen to him? Sound familiar? Today's gospel, the people are grumbling because Jesus has gone to stay in the house of a sinner. Is Zacchaeus for real? Is his conversion real? Is Kanye for real? Both these people have manifested grave sins, public sins, and have been notoriously obnoxious, but now seems to have experienced a conversion of heart. But Jesus desires to stay in his house. And that time, the Jewish culture, when somebody stays in your house, it means that they want to reconcile and forgive the so-called enemy. Experiencing this love and mercy that Jesus extends to Zacchaeus, his heart is moved to repentance that he says, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I want to give it back to you." Kanye, too, seems to declare his repentance, talking about how he has encountered Jesus. He talks about how he has turned away from a porn addiction he's been battling from the age of 5 to 6 years old because his dad left a magazine out in his house. He talks about trying to be a better husband and father to his wife and kids, talking about his substance abuse problems and how that influenced his behavior at award shows, and now how he daily reads the Word of God. For what may seem impossible for us is possible with God, and no one should be written off, nor should we think that we have been written off by God. So whether our sins or the sins of others may be constant gossip, whether it be lying, stealing, whether it may be a family member who is no longer practicing the faith or attending mass, whether it be sexual sins, having an abortion, whether it be greed, pride, we first need to know, if any of you are out there, that God loves you unconditionally. He doesn't love you because you have stayed away from those sins, or that we need to fix ourselves first before coming to him, or that he loves us less because we are struggling with these sins. No, Jesus wants to enter right here, right now. He says to each of us who have longing in our hearts, "Come down quickly, for I want to stay in the house of your hearts. For I love you, I have created you, and given you life from my very being." And when we have truly recognized this in the depths of our hearts, then will we be able to change, repent, and move forward with God's grace like Zacchaeus, so that we may seek to follow and live for God and his greater glory.